Let me ask you about the beginnings of your career in opera. And you had an experience a long time ago at the Santa Fe Opera, right?
I did. I was the opera club steward here in 1999, so that was 20 years ago. I was actually in the process of doing my master's degree in arts management at Carnegie Mellon University, and it was during the summer between the 2 years of that program that I applied for an internship here. And I'll never forget driving up the hill from Santa Fe over to the Opera House for the very first time, and I just couldn't believe what I saw, the theater on the hill. It was only the second season that the new theater had been in place. It was built in 1998, and it was that summer, 1999, that the seatback titles were first installed. And that was really my first job in opera. I grew up playing classical piano and attending the opera with my mother, and my grandmother was actually trained as an opera singer. But that was my first job working for an opera company, and it really solidified my desire to devote my life to working in opera.
So was there some kind of tug at the heart then when you landed the job and came back here and drove up the hill once again to the theater?
Well, very, very much so. In fact, it's all credit to Charles McKay for enticing me here in 2012. And I was very fortunate that summer because I also met my wife who was singing Tosca that summer, Amanda Echelaz. And it sort of changed my life in every possible way. We have two kids today, or 4 and 3, and I never would have expected all of that to have happened. But I always felt that someday I would come back to the Santa Fe Opera. After that summer, it was such an incredibly formidable experience. It really shaped my appreciation for how an opera company works. John Crosby was the general director at the time. Richard Gaddis was the associate general director. And so I had the great fortune to see them in action, to work with them, to observe them. They were very kind to me and very nurturing, I would say, and encouraging about pursuing a career working in the administration of an opera company like the Santa Fe Opera.
So then you have a sense, in a way, a touchstone to the founding of the organization because you worked with John Crosby.
Well, I like to say that I had the great fortune of working for all three of my predecessors, John Crosby, Richard Gaddis, and, of course, Charles. But it really is because of Charles that I'm here, and I had the great fortune to work with him for almost 7 years, between 2012 until his retirement last September. And when I was appointed, if you will, the general director designate in February of 2018, I had this wonderful overlap with him of about 8 months where we really had an incredible opportunity to transition so many projects and important work that's been underway.
You have a background not just in opera, but also with orchestras, San Francisco Opera, New York City Opera, and Boston Symphony. And in many of those organizations and others, it seems striven for outreach with other organizations, cultural organizations, and business organizations. Can you tell me a bit about that and if that's part of the philosophy you brought back here?
Well, I've had the great fortune of working for some of the great cultural organizations in this country, San Francisco Opera, the Boston Symphony, and the New York City Opera. And in many ways, I think, again, going back to the idea of collaboration, there could be nothing more important for the arts, and in particular for the performing arts, than to find ways to really connect with the community, whether that's in partnership with schools, whether that's in partnering with other cultural organizations. I've particularly enjoyed partnering with visual arts organizations. Site Santa Fe is one of the collaborations we have going this year. But also, the Santa Fe Opera has had 5 or 6 years now of a collaboration with the Guggenheim Museum in New York, where we organize a presentation as part of their Works in Process series. And we'll often bring in the composer and creative team members. Usually it's the piece that we will be doing either as a world premiere or American premiere, to really give people a taste of what's to come. But it's wonderful to sort of cross-pollinate, if you will, the audiences from the world of museums and other cultural organizations. A very important focus of ours going forward will also be to see how we can really improve our in-school programs here in New Mexico and looking broadly at all of the opportunity for building the opera's presence in the community, not only in Santa Fe, but throughout the state of New Mexico. And so we're really taking a really careful look at how we allocate our resources for our education and community engagement programs. And we have a very significant new effort that is to commission 3 or 4 new operas that are shorter in length. It's part of a program that we've called Opera for All Voices. And it's really meant to celebrate the different voices from within the community. And by that, I mean all aspects of diversity. but also to create new pieces that are shorter in length that appeal to families and younger audiences that perhaps are a little more accessible. And we will see the first commission come to fruition this fall. It's called Sweet Potato Kicks the Sun. It's a wonderful piece by a composer named Augusta Reed Thomas, who's very well known, particularly in Chicago. And that will have its world premiere at the Leipzig Theater on October the 26th. And we very much hope then that that piece will also be able to tour around the state of New Mexico as part of our spring tour, which will happen in the spring of 2020. And again, it's very much with the intention of really building audiences, younger audiences, more diverse audiences, and really giving back to the state of New Mexico, because we feel so fortunate to be located here, and it's really because of where we're situated that we've been so successful. And so we want to really invest in the community and really build our future audiences from within the state.
The composers you mentioned, Augusta Reed Thomas, were they all chosen to a certain extent because of their background or their interest in collaboration with the community and collaboration with many different parts of the community?
Very much so. And again, in the spirit of collaboration, we put together a consortium of other opera companies throughout the United States, among them companies like Opera Theater of St. Louis, San Francisco Opera, Seattle Opera, Saratoga Opera, and we actually put a panel together of representatives from the respective education departments and artistic administrations to basically jury the selection of the first two commissions. So they were done very much in collaboration with other opera companies, and Augusta Reed Thomas and Laura Kaminsky were the first two composers who were selected for those commissions. And the Santa Fe Opera is very much the lead commissioner, and those works will likely have their premieres here in Santa Fe.
But they could potentially have legs, which is great for other companies and great for the composer.
We are very, very fortunate to have the ability to be the lead commissioner in those pieces, but the hope is exactly that, that those works will have legs, will travel. The productions are designed in such a way that they can be very nimble and packed up relatively easily. The ensemble forces are generally smaller, and also in terms of casting, they can be easily staged and cast pretty much anywhere. And again, they're meant to travel, they're easily taken on the road, and also into communities that might not have big theaters or fully developed performing arts programs that are available to those populaces.